a new form of self-cleaning solar cells has been developed. Now, many of the sunniest places on Earth are also deserts, obviously, and therefore the best place to put your solar cell is both very dusty and also very, very short of water to wash the dust off your solar panels. This can seriously reduce the efficiency of the system. Not only is this a problem on Earth, but the Mars rovers Spirit and Opportunity have been slowly losing power, and if it wasn't for the occasional random Martian mini whirlwind, they could have conked out years ago. Now, Malay Mazumba from Boston University has been working on this problem. In fact, he was working on lunar landers because the moon is especially bad for dust. He may have come up with a particularly neat water-free solution which will work on Earth as well. The idea is to cover the solar cell with small transparent electrodes and occasionally apply very high voltages to these electrodes, thousands of volts. These voltages are arranged to form waves moving across the panel, which charge up dust, push it away gently, and then they sort of levitate and get pushed off the panel.
So do you need a moving sort of current then in order to make the dust move? Because otherwise, why wouldn't it just lift up and come back down again?
There's very, very small currents involved, but you do need to move these kind of areas of high voltage a lot across your solar panel. So they get picked up and slowly moved across the panel. They reckon that they can shift about 90% of the dust on a panel in 60 seconds. And the energy is very, very small because although there's high voltage, it's very, very low current.
Because it has been a major problem. I know you mentioned Mars, but they're having to over-engineer more power capacity into the panels to compensate. And this means if you had a cleaning mechanism, you could have smaller, lighter space probes and things that would go for longer with fewer breakdowns and less of this dust problem.
And even on Earth, you get more power for your money.